This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
How's Nimmo?
We'll see. He's pretty sore when he came out. He's a throwing shoulder, obviously. That's what, you know, that said, let's take a look at this. So he's going to get an MRI tomorrow and see what we're dealing here with.
3 walks from Reed Garrett. How disappointing was that?
Yeah, especially on a tie ball game, giving 3 bases. And even after, you know, we got the picked off at second base, I like the chances there to get out of the inning. He ended up walking Sanchez and then obviously Maton. But yeah, you know, the 3 bases, you know, every time where you're playing a tie game like that, they're going to come back and bite you. And that was the case again here today.
This turned out to be earlier in the game, but the double play in the first inning, it turned out to be a turning point. Did you think Vientos should have gone home?
Yeah, look. The center fielder made a great play, and then they also execute a really good relay. You know, it took them 2 perfect throws. You know, it's early in the game, and again, you know, it's a longer throw from the outfield, a longer throw from the middle infielder, and they execute it. So I had no issues there.
Tim?
Was McNeil bunting on his own?
So we talked about it before the inning started it. I put it on at first, so yeah, I'll give him the sign. So I was just taking a chance, trying to put 2 guys in scoring position there, with the 2 best hitters, and then leave the option whether they wanted to walk Lindor or not. But I wanted to take my chances, you know, to win a game with 2 guys in scoring position, with Lindor and Vientos coming up.
And then you mentioned that Nimmo's very sore MRI, but what?
Well, yeah, I mean, he felt something up. He said he felt something after the diving play. And then when he took that swing, obviously, you know, he's like, all right, it's getting better. But then he struck out, and I said, he's a throwing shoulder. I was like, okay, you got to go in. And I was just told that he's going to get an MRI tomorrow.
What's the concern level at this point?
Well, we'll see. I mean, every time you send a player to get an MRI, we got to wait and see what we got.
Manny?
What have you seen from Brazoban here since he's come to the team?
Well, honestly, I thought he was a little bit unlucky today. He got the first out, and then he jams the next hitter and gets a weak ground ball for an infield single. And then, you know, a blooper, soft liner, gets a ground infield, another infield single after the wild pitch. He just, stuff-wise, he was good.
Bill?
How was Blackburn?
He was good. I thought he was good. I thought he did a good job. Gave us 6 innings, made pitches, moved the ball around, used all of his pitches. The breaking ball became a factor as the game progressed. And I thought, you know, he threw a really good game today.
Tim?
Now you have 10 games in 11 days against teams in playoff spots. What do you think of this next stretch for you guys?
They're important. You know, every game matters. It doesn't matter who you're playing. We got Baltimore starting tomorrow, and then we got to take care of business there. Then we'll take it 1 game at a time, 1 series at a time, and then we'll go from there.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.